All right, we've got a little special addendum to the fishing report. Leif, we've been talking about lakes, rivers, and how to fish them and so on, but you've been out and you've had some fun days and evenings. So I want maybe a lunker report, we'll call this.
Lunker report.
You got some lunker reports?
A fishtail? I got many a fishtail to tell you, Don.
I'll bet, yeah.
Yeah, no, the one that really, you know, stands out that we had briefly talked about here a while ago, you and I, was this fish that I, you know, I caught in, well, we'll just say one of the deep whirlpool-y kind of holes that I've been talking about. And it was a windy day, and I couldn't use my my dry fly, which I prefer to use usually, and was just thrown up onto the ledge of the entry into this hole on the inside of its seam, and just trying to work my nymph, double nymph pattern, golden stones in this case, because there's been a really great golden stone hatch, and they're just a very high protein meal they always love to take, and was able to crawl these bugs down there slow enough to, you know, really convince a few fish, was having a good time, you know, catching everything from whitefish to small steelhead, smolt, and smaller cutthroat when, you know, I just decided to work the later end of the hole, which is kind of difficult because of the whirlpool factor and back eddies and whatnot. But, you know, at the moment I went to pull up out of having my line way down at the end of the hole, all of a sudden something pulled back. And holy cow, if it wasn't the same fish I caught about 1.8 years ago, it was in the end of August, about that long ago. And, man, this fish has definitely grown. It's about a 24, 25-inch, I guess you could call it cutbow, but it's really a west slope cutthroat and steelhead, obviously, given the size of the thing. And it, it, you know, proceeded to play me for about 10, 15 minutes, you know, full on had the anxiety attack in the middle, like, I'm never going to land this thing, you know, as my line's swirling around the back eddies. And you know, I was already kind of planning out my tantrum for when I lost it. And holy crap, if I didn't manage to bring the thing all the way to hand all by myself. And,
all right.
And man, I wish there would have been somebody there to watch the whole thing with me. But yeah, it was great. Got some pictures. So,
you did?
I'll try to put them up on our webpage so you can check them out side by side as this fish has grown. You know, like West Slope cutthroat are written to be known to do, this fish has spent its whole life in 1 to 2 miles of stream, maybe going upstream to try to spawn, but in this case, being a hybrid, not sure what exactly he's up to beyond being right there in that hole, eating a lot of food, but I know that's what he's doing.
That is awesome. I was going to say, I presumed that you didn't get a picture because it sounded like you had your hands full. But I was going to suggest maybe we need to rig up some sort of a holder for your camera that you
could
hit the button with your nose or something. But you got a picture.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it was a long, drawn-out fight, and I was glad to have some proof of what I'd gone through there trying to get that fish in. And I was even more surprised. I didn't realize until later when I got home and got the photos off my camera. But, yeah, I realized when I looked at them that it was a fish I knew.
All right. I was going to tell folks, we're going to be posting those pictures. Leif, you'll probably post them maybe to your Facebook page, but we'll put them on the RadioRoot.com page and the KTRT Facebook page. But check out RadioRoot.com. Leif's got a whole fishing show that's going to be posted here pretty soon. So, hey, man, thanks.
Hey, no problem. If you guys need any of these bugs that we're talking about all the time on our show, or need to just a quick lesson on how to rig up some of these patterns I'm talking about, Jeff and Greg at the Fly Fisherman's Pro Shop at the Carlton Store and the Mount Gardner Inn both know how to set these things up, and they can give you a short how-to, get you out on the river. Hey, everybody, have fun. Fish on.